This afternoon on At Lunch, I am in conversation with Prof. Corlia Janse van Vieren, the Vice Dean of Teaching and Learning in the Faculty of Health Sciences at the University of the Free State. Prof. Corlia, how are you doing this afternoon?
Well, thank you, and thank you for having me.
Fantastic. Let's dive straight into it. Prof. Corlia, tell me, what sets the Faculty of Health Sciences at the University of the Free State apart from other institutions?
The Faculty of Health Sciences at the University of the Free State is characterized by providing high-quality programs in a smaller class context. With an expanding higher education context, smaller classes allow for individualized support and excellent practical and clinical skills acquisition. The depth of skills which our students graduate with from the faculty just sets them apart from other graduates from other universities and ensures that they are sought after in the job market. Furthermore, our teaching and learning combines theoretical, practical, and preclinical training in different well-equipped and technologically advanced simulation and skills training laboratories during their preclinical years. This is then followed by placements in a wide range of clinical settings, giving students unmatched exposure to a range of clinical conditions, excellently preparing them to function in different spheres of the healthcare environment upon graduation. Another positive for us is that the faculty, the larger university space, and many of our clinical placement areas are in such close proximity, which allows students to have the full academic experience, unlike a lot of the other health sciences faculties, which are placed at a distance from the rest of the university.
Now, what advice would you give to applicants when applying to the Faculty of Health Sciences at the University of the Free State specifically?
I think it's important to remind all our prospective students that the Faculty of Health Sciences no longer consider results from the National Benchmark Tests, or NBTs as it's more well known, in the selection process. After extensive evaluation, it was found that the top students that select our university achieve well in both the NBTs and matric, and therefore NBTs do not add value to the selection and just results in unnecessary costs for the applicants. So the selection is based on academic performance in the specific required subjects applicable to each of the programs, but also overall academic performance and then performance in other areas such as sport, culture, and leadership. This helps us to really select well-rounded individuals. It's also important for applicants to note that the health questionnaire or the medical certificate, which had to be uploaded separately in the past, is now embedded in the online application form and must please be completed as part of the UFS online application. In the unlikely event that we need further medical information, the faculty will contact the applicants and ask them to provide such information. And then, very important, applicants must remember to please upload their value add form. That is a specific form that the school principal signs, and it's a required document. The points that are scored on those components contribute to their selection point. So if applicants don't upload that form, those additional points will not be added and not allocated, and it might negatively impact their selection.
Speaking of things that are important to note, please remind us about the qualifications learners can apply for in the Faculty of Health Sciences, and then also the closing dates.
We are so lucky in the faculty to offer a wide range of health sciences qualifications. So these include medicine, radiation sciences, nursing, physiotherapy, occupational therapy, dietetics, optometry, biokinetics, and sport coaching. Applicants must remember that these are all selection programs, so no late applications can be considered. And the first closing date is at the end of this week, on the 31st of May, and that would be for programs such as medicine, physiotherapy, optometry, and occupational therapy. So they please need to ensure that they get those completed online applications in as soon as possible. For other programs such as nursing, the closing date is only the 31st of July, but applicants must please make sure that they know the closing date for the specific program they want to apply for, that they don't miss out.
Fantastic, Prof. Corlia, thank you so much for your time today. So the most important thing to note is, if you are a young student who wants to study medicine next year, or if you are a parent of a student who wants to study medicine next year, the closing date for those applications is the end of this week, the 31st of May. Please do also make sure about the specific closing dates for your program, and you can do that by visiting the University of the Free State's website at ufs.ac.za. You can also call the university on 051-401-9111 and you will be directed to the correct department. Also, to listen to this interview again, you can find it on catch up at ofm.co.za.